Children of Memory by Adrian Tchaikovsky. Read by Mel Hudson. What has gone before? The Terraforming Age. Stage 1. Thousands of years ago, the humans of Earth reached out to the stars. Under the terraforming project of Dr. Avrana Kern, they began to reshape worlds to make them hospitable for Earth life. Only one planet, Kern's own project, was close to being finished when the end came. A political crisis on Earth resulted in a cataclysmic war that poisoned the human homeworld, set civilization back into an age of ignorance, and unleashed an electronic attack that was transmitted out into space to shut down humanity wherever it could be found. Stage 2. On Kern's world, her facility had already fallen victim to sabotage, and she preserved herself as an uploaded artificial mind watching over the planet she had remade. An uplift nanovirus that had been released onto the world, intended to raise up primates she'd never had a chance to install, instead began its work on a variety of invertebrates, most particularly one species of spider. Stage 3. In another star system, over the neighbouring planets they named Damascus and Nod, a handful of terraformers survived the electronic attack. One, Dizra Senkovi, used the same nanovirus to uplift octopuses to build a civilization on the water world of Damascus. Irma Lante and others instead went to Nod, finding there an alien ecosystem, the first truly extraterrestrial life humanity had ever discovered. Stage 4. On Nod dwelled a composite microbial life form capable of recording all its past experiences within its cells. After discovering and analysing Earth biology, the Nodan organism then colonised Lante and her followers, devouring and rebuilding and becoming them. In a tragedy of misunderstanding, the entity next spread to Damascus and destroyed the octopus civilization there while trying to understand it, leaving the octopuses living in orbit and space and in crisis. The Second Dawn and the Age of the Ark Ships. Stage 5. On Kern's world, over many generations, the Porteid spiders developed a complex society, including organic technology and computing performed by colonies of ants. Stage 6. On Earth, humanity clawed its way back into space, rediscovering the records of its predecessors and the coordinates of the terraforming missions. The aftereffects of the war had left the planet a poisoned wreck, so in desperation, Ark ships were built, fleeing outwards on the promise that there were other worlds out there prepared for human life. Stage 7. The Ark ship Gilgamesh reached Kern's world and encountered both the Porteids and the artificial intellect of Avrana Kern. After coming to the brink of war, the Porteids infected the Gilgamesh humans with a version of the same nanovirus that had set them on the path to sentience, bridging the species divide and allowing humans to become human, capital H. An uplifted species capable of recognising the Porteids as fellow sentients, with whom they can share their world. The Age of Exploration. Stage 8. Generations later, a human Porteid vessel carrying an uploaded instance of Avrana Kern reached Nod and Damascus, encountering both the octopus civilization and the Nodan organism. Kern found the latter desperate to experience a wider universe now that contact with humans had shown it the true scale of existence. Kern convinced the entity that communication would provide it with the stimulation it needed, whereas devouring would only ever reduce the universe to copies of itself. Peaceful accords were reached between the inhabitants.